Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
We want to read a few scriptures as we begin our time together this morning.
我们今天早上开始的时候一同读几处经文。
And our desire is to continue to consider together the wondrous theme of God's great loves with which He has loved us.
我们今天早上要继续交通神在我们中间所赐下的负担，就是他用他的大爱来爱我们。
We'll read again Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 where we find that phrase.
我们要读以弗所书第二章，我们找这节经文。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
And we would like to read from Romans chapter 5.
我们要读罗马书第五章。
Yesterday evening, we already quoted a few verses from this passage.
昨天晚上我们已经分享到罗马书第五章中间的几节经文。
But today we would like to look at the context where those amazing verses on the love of God are mentioned.
今天呢，我们要继续仔细看一下，在这些经文当中，它所阐述的背景和它的上下文的连接。
So Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 1.
罗马书第五章，我们从第一节开始。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以与神相合，我们又借着他因信得以进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Verse 3, and not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit.Which was given to us.
第三节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按照所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved in his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好。既然和好，就要更因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着主耶稣基督与神得以与神和好，就要也要借着他以神为乐。
Would you join me in a further word of prayer?
我们再一同有些祷告。
We're so grateful, Lord, that once again we can gather together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们再一次何等的感谢，我们可以奉着主耶稣基督的名又一次聚集。
And Lord, we're especially grateful for your promise that where two or three are gathered unto you in your name, there you are in their midst.
我们也特别感谢你的应许，说有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
Oh Lord, that is our desire to be in your presence, to be at your feet once again.
这是我们心中的盼望，就是要在你的同在当中， 在你的脚前。
And we thank you because in your presence there is fullness of joy.
因为我们感谢你，因为在你的同在当中有满足的喜乐。
Even life forevermore.
并且有丰盛的生命。
How we pray, Lord, that in your presence we may be all nourished, encouraged, strengthened in Christ.
我们祷告在你的同在当中，我们都得着鼓舞，我们都得着激励，也得着喂养。
So we pray, dear Lord, would you once again meet us this morning?
所以我们祷告主啊，愿意你再一次来遇见我们。
Speak that word, Lord, that you know we all need to hear.
愿我们能够听见你所要向我们所说，我们需要听见的话。
And we will give you all the glory because you're worthy.
我们要把荣耀赞美都来归给你，因为你实在是配。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, dear brothers and sisters, as we continue our meditation,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们继续来思考神的话的时候，
I just want to remind you, and perhaps some that are joining today for the first time, that yesterday we looked into a few, I'll call them general aspects of the love of God.
也许我们中间有些弟兄姐妹们是今天刚刚来到我们中间，那昨天晚上我们教到了神爱总体的层面。
The first one, it's absolute immensity that transcends our comprehension.
那第一个方面就神爱的浩瀚，它完全超过了我们的思想，我们能够明白的。
And out of so many scriptures that emphasize specifically how great that love is, the one that is in my heart as a kind of a theme verse for our times is the great love with which he has loved us.
在所有这些交通爱的经文当中，在我心中有一个最深的，也是我们聚会的主题，就是神的大爱。
We also considered the eternal nature of his love, the timelessness of that love.
我们昨天也交通到神爱的永恒性，它超越了时间。
And through the prophet Jeremiah, we hear, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
就像先知耶利米所说的，我以永远的爱爱你。
And it's not only everlasting in the sense that it remains forever, but also in the sense that there is no variation in the quality of that life. I have continued loving kindness upon you.
不仅这个永恒性不仅讲到它在时间当中是恒久的，而且它的爱是没有波动的，是在时间当中一直持续恒久的爱。
Another thing that we consider is the wondrous purpose behind this love.
我们昨天也交通到这个爱有一个何等奇妙的目的。
And that little phrase in the Old Testament, Jacob, I have loved.
在旧约当中我们知道有一句短短的话，我爱雅各。
It seems to capture in such a wonderful way, oh, there is a purpose in that love.
这个就把所有这个爱的目的集中在这节经文当中，在爱当中有个目的。
It's not just a sentimental kind of thing that you feel a fuzzy feeling inside. Oh, no, no, it's way more than that.
不仅仅是我们里边一种模糊的感觉，乃是远远的超过这一切。
When the Lord sets his love in someone,He turns that someone, a Jacob, into Israel.
当主把这个爱分给某个人的时候，他就把那雅各变成以色列。
Why? It's because there is a merit in this man Jacob, or in you or in me.
为什么呢？是因为在雅各身上有一些优点，在我你我身上有优点吗？
Oh, no. It's just because he loves. It's just because the nature, the essence of that love is grace to the unmerited.
不是这样子的，是乃是因着他的爱，他的爱就是在我们这些不配的人身上所显出的恩典。
And as we consider these various aspects of God's love,
当我们来思考这些神爱的各个方面的时候，
the immensity, the timelessness, eternity of it, the purposefulness of it, one thing became clear.
当我们来思考神爱的浩瀚，他的永恒以及他的目的，
the love of God.Gives the believer an unshakable assurance.
有一个非常重要的重点就出现了，就是神的爱给他的子民一个不可动摇的一个确据。
You see, again, if it were a little love, you could be, is this going to work? No, no. But it's immense love poured upon you assurance.
如果仅是仅仅一点点的爱，我们里边可能会有怀疑动摇。但是这浩瀚无限的爱 让我们知道有一个确据。
If the love were variable, today he loves, but tomorrow you're not, well, there will be room for doubt. But it's not the case. It's an eternal love that persists, continues upon you and me.
如果这个爱是因着时间会改变，今天、明天都不一样，我们里边也可能会有怀疑，因为将来可能是不一样，但是是时间不变的。
And that love of the Lord has a very definite and sure purpose to transform us into the image of Christ, the assurance of His love.
所以这个爱里边就带着一个确据，要把我们一定要改变成他神儿子耶稣基督的形象。
Well, but today we want to take, by the grace of the Lord, a step further.
今天借着神的恩典，我们要继续向前看一步。
And consider one of the great passages in Scripture.
我们要看圣经当中这一段非常美好的一段经文。
Which is the verses in Romans that we read.
就是我们刚才读到罗马书这些经文。
And, this is not we don't want to go in detail, which we cannot, into this wondrous passage. It's more like the 10,000 feet overview, as they say.
我们可能没有办法进入到这些经文非常具体的细节，我们只是有一个鸟瞰式的来看这些经文。
And as I already told you, we already saw some of the verses of this passage yesterday, but today we want to look at them in the context, because there is a message in the context that the apostle is putting those verses.
昨天我们已经看见这些经文当中的几节，但今天呢，我们要借着这些经文的背景，从它的上下文来看这些经文所代表的意义。
And once again, when we look at this wondrous passage, we see that all along, the central passage, in a way, the central idea seems to revolve around this tremendous love of God for us.
当我们读这些、看这些经文的时候，我们看见这些经文当中有一个主题，就是神那奇妙的爱。
You could call it God's great saving love to us.
或者是我们可以说，我们可以看见神那伟大的救赎之爱。
Now,Yesterday we spoke about a few turning points in Scripture.
昨天我们看见圣经当中几处有好像是一个转折点的经文。
Actually, we look at one of them in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you, right? Etc. A turning point in the epistle.
我们也看见到以弗所书的第四章，保罗说：“因此我来劝勉你们。”
Well,Chapter 5 of Romans, the beginning of the chapter, again, it's a turning point in the epistle.
我们也知道在罗马书第五章一开始第一节也是一个转折性的经文。
Again, you find that word, therefore.
我们因此也看见这里边讲到因此。
And it's certainly one of the great therefores in Scripture.
我们看见圣经当中有很多非常因此这样的一个词。
And the passage is going to do two things essentially. First, it's going to sum up all the argument in the epistle that has been built so far. And then he's going to prepare the way for whatever lies ahead.
我们看见这些经文呢是一个承上启下的。他总结了前面这些经文，也给我们带来后边经文所要启示的。
It's as if the apostle is saying, well, on the base, therefore, right? On the basis of what I just said, I have something more to say.
好像使徒保罗在这里面说，根据我前边所有的这些论述，现在还有后边这带来这些更荣耀的盼望。
Now the question is, what has the apostle said so far? How do you sum it up?
但是我们要问，在罗马书这五章之前，保罗在说了些什么呢？
Well, do you remember how the epistle begins?
我们记得这个罗马书是怎样开始的吗？
Because after a short preamble, when he has some salutations and some general comments at the beginning, he states what he's going to be writing about. Do you remember that?
我们还记得吗？是在保罗在写罗马书的时候开始有一些问候，之后他就要讲到他写这本书的目的。
Let me read that for you. That's Romans chapter 1, verse 16, of course. I know that you know that. But I'll read it for you again.
读一下这些经文，是罗马书第一章第十六节。
After that, let's call it a preamble in the epistle,Now he's going to get into what is his theme for the epistle.
在这之前是这个好像一些 引言，在这边呢，他就讲到他为什么要写这本书。
And the apostle says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek."
保罗在这里边写到：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。”
And starting at that point, the apostle undertakes the most systematic exposition of the gospel of our Lord Jesus in the whole Bible.
从这个地方开始，保罗就非常系统地描述主耶稣基督那个奇妙的救恩。
In a way, it is different from the four gospels.
这个好像从跟四福音相比呢，它描述的方式不大一样。
Because in the four gospels, you have the historical record, the facts as they happen.
因为在四福音里边记载这些历史和事实。
But here in Romans, you have the interpretation, an explanation, an exposition of what those facts they really mean, of what those facts have gained for you and me.
然而在罗马书里边呢，保罗就在解释这些事实他们所代表的，这些事实要带进我，要把我们带进的那个光景当中。
And did you notice what he says?
我们知道他说了些什么吗？
I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for salvation of all who believe, and that's his theme. He's going to explain how the gospel brings us salvation. That's Romans.
就所以我们看见罗马书的这里边保罗在说，我不以福音为耻，因为福音本是一切，本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
But here's the deal. It's not just the initial salvation that we are all so familiar with, that our Lord Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins and thank the Lord for that. I'm not trying to minimize that. But it's not just that. There is more.
在这里边保罗所讲的福音不仅仅那个是福音的开端，主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死，这是非常重要的，然而这不仅仅是这些。
In the epistle, the apostle will make an exposition of the full spectrum of that salvation that begins with the forgiveness of our sins, but it goes so way beyond that.
然而在这卷书卷里边，保罗要向我们开启那个福音更不仅仅是他的开启，乃是他所要带进那个全部福音的内容。
But remember, we are in chapter 5, so the apostle already said several things about that salvation up to this point.
我们在这是罗马书第五章里边，保罗已经谈到了福音的几个方面。
But how do you sum up what he said up to this point? When you get to therefore having been justified by faith, what has he said that he's kind of concluding? He's making it a kind of a division point of the epistle. On the basis of what I said, here comes more. What had he said?
那我们在这里边看见这个转折点上，保罗提前非常重要的一件事情，你们因信称义。那在这之前，他到底讲了些什么？要怎样来总结一下呢？
Do you remember how the apostle, he spent most of the first three chapters establishing the universality of sin in the human race?
我们知道保罗在前三章里边他特别提到这个罪的普世性。
And he concludes that the argument that he's building with that phrase that we are so familiar with, Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That concludes the whole argument of the universal sinfulness of mankind.
所以保罗在这边给这个罪的普世性做了一个总结，就是我们非常熟悉的罗马书三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile. All there means Jew and Gentile. The whole of mankind all have sinned. All have fall short of the glory of God.
不论你是犹太人、外邦人，这里面讲到，不论是犹太人、外邦人，都包括在内了。都已经犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And immediately after that statement, he brings what is God's remedy, what is God's provision to the state of ruin in Adam's race.
之后他马上就提到了神救赎的方法，要把亚当的族类从罪当中救出来。
And in verse 24, 23 is all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. 24 is being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
第23节讲到因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。第24节接下来保罗马上说，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义。
Just see, we all have sinned, but there is a justification that is free. only on the basis of God's grace, justified by His grace, by the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
我们都犯了罪，然而在神那边有一个救法，这个救法呢，是对我们来说是没有付上代价，是白白的，是因着耶稣基督的救赎。
And as the apostle continues, chapter 4 is pretty much an elaboration. He expands on that idea.
第四章，保罗继续把这样的一个 他从神所领受的一个救赎的恩典来展开。
And he finishes chapter 4 saying, He, our Lord Jesus, who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification.
所以保罗在罗马书第四章最后的时候，他讲到说，耶稣被交给人，是因着我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
And then you hear, therefore, right, having been justified, the turning point.
所以我们在来到罗马书第五章的时候，我们看见这个转折点，因此我们因信称义。
So you see what the therefore is referring to?
所以我们看见这里边讲到这个因此所提到的是前边这些经文。
It's as if the apostle is saying, based on that perfect sacrifice, he was delivered over because of our transgressions. He raised because of our justification. On that basis, I have something more to say.
保罗这里边好像是在告诉我们说, 是这根据主耶稣基督他的救赎，他被交与人是为着我们的过犯，他复活是要叫我们称义，因此
On the basis of that perfect sacrifice, that was actually God demonstrated His satisfaction because He raised Jesus from the dead. That is the demonstration that He has accepted that sacrifice in your behalf and mine.
因主耶稣基督的救赎已经被神所悦纳，因为神叫他从死里复活，证明了神悦纳他的救赎。
He was delivered for our transgressions, but He raised because of our justification.
他为着我们的过犯被交与人，但是他为着我们的复活，他要称，让我们称义，他的复活叫我们称义。Very
well, chapter 5, he says, therefore, on that basis, we have been justified by faith.
所以第五章开始的时候说，在这样的一个基础之上，我们因信称义。In
other words, because Jesus' precious blood was shed for us, God can pronounce everyone who believes in Him as completely righteous, just on that basis.
因着主耶稣基督为我们流血这样的一个根基，神可以在他的恩典当中说，凡相信的都可以得着赦免。
And this is completely by God's grace, apart from any human merit, justified by faith.
我们因信称义，完全是神的恩典，不是人任何的好处。
There is in English something that is often mentioned to explain justification.
称义这个词在英文当中常常有这样的一些描述。
Justification is the judge saying to someone, you are absolved. That's my decision. You can go free. Just as if, that's the saying in English, just as if you have never sinned. That is justification by sin, by faith, amazing grace.
因信称义就好像一个法官对一个罪犯说，你现在已经可以得着释放了，没有无罪了，就是你的罪已经被得着赦免。But
remember, this is just what he already has said up to this point in the epistle.
我们知道这里边保罗已经从前几章讲到这些因信称义。As
wonderful as justification is, that is not the end of God's salvation. Actually, it's just the beginning.
虽然这个因信称义是何等的奇妙，但这是不是福音的终点，乃仅仅是福音的起头。Well,
let me put it this way. Justification lays the foundation upon which the full salvation of God is going to be built.
或者我们可以换一句话说，因信称义只是福音的根基，在这个根基上，神要做整个福音建造的工作。
And that's exactly from this point on in the epistle. That is what the apostle is going to embark upon. In describing what is this full salvation of God that goes beyond justification by faith.
的确，在从这个时候，这个地方开始，使徒保罗开始讲到这个福音全部的内容，在这个基础之上，神要所建造的那个福音的工作。And
right away, he will enumerate three blessings that come as a result of our justification by faith.
很直接的，他就讲到这个。 因信称义所要带出来这个三个方面的恩典。So
did you notice that? This is what he says. Having been justified by faith, and here are the blessings. Number one, we have peace with God. through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一是这个因信称义给我们带来的恩典，因着主耶稣基督，我们得以与神相合。
And then verse 2, through whom we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand.
第二是在第五章的第二节，我们就因着借着他得因信得以进入现在所站的这个恩典当中。
That's the second blessing. And the third one, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. The third blessing.
第三个是我们可以欢欢喜喜地盼望着神的荣耀。
Now, what does those things mean? Why do they matter?
这些所意味着什么呢？它们有什么重要性呢？
Well, very simple. Think about peace with God, just for starters, the first blessing.
我们可以想一想，我们与神和好，我们思想一下这件事情。
We are enemies of God by nature. We are born in a state of enmity, and our actions, they prove it. We do exactly the opposite by nature of what God is.
我们就着人的天性是神的仇敌，因为我们发现我们的生活，我们的行为的确是这样，都是处处是与神为敌的。
And because of that, as the apostle already said in chapter 1, the wrath of God is upon us by nature.
因此在这个天然的当中呢，是神的震怒常常在我们身上。
Oh, but when you're justified, when that debt is canceled, now you can have peace with God.
当我们在神面前所有的这些过犯都得到赦免，我们的罪得赎的时候，我们与神和好。
From enemies to reconciled saints.
我们从神的仇敌的位置上，现在成为与神和好的圣徒。
Peace with God.
是与神相合了。
But that's just the first blessing. How about the second one? We have obtained through him our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand.
并这是第一，但是第二呢，更重要的是我们可以因信进入在这所站的恩典当中。好像我们开始所进入这个恩典当中。
Brothers and sisters, this speaks of our standing in Christ before the Lord today. Not just in the past, but today by day. You see the idea? You're entering, you're being introduced into a place where you stand. Grace.
所以我们看见这个恩典呢，是我们进入了，并且要站在里边。我们进入这个恩典，一直要站在这个恩典的地位上。
Now,I hope we realize that this is way more than the forgiveness of our sins.
我实在是盼望我们能够认识到，这个实在是超过了我们的罪被赦免。
What does it mean that we are introduced into this grace in which we stand?
这个我们可以进入我们所站着这个恩典当中的意思是什么呢？
Access to a God's presence, a place of favor. The grace in the sense that is being used here, is...We are under the favor of God today, and we stand in that position today by His grace.
我们就是在神的祝福当中，我们进入了一个位置，是一个恩典的地位，我们可以一直在那边接受神的祝福。
So, let me try to explain it this way. Why is this way more than the forgiveness of our sins?
我要解释一下，为什么这个已经超过了我们的罪得赦免。
See, just because a king can pardon any criminal in his kingdom.It's something he has a prerogative to do.
我们以一个国王为例，这个国王他有权柄可以赦免他这个国度当中任何的犯人。
But just because a king pardons a condemned criminal, that doesn't mean that that condemned criminal now can be in the court of the king. They are two very different things. If you're pardoned, you can go free. But to be in the presence of the king is a much, much higher privilege. You see?
如果一个国王赦免了一个已经他被判罪的罪犯，但这并不意味着这个罪犯呢，他可以随时来到这个国王的面前，这是两回事，他的罪得赦免和能够站在他的面前两回事。
But what Paul is saying is that you have been not only pardoned, but you have been admitted into the presence of the king, the grace, the favor in which we stand.
保罗在这里边所告诉我们的说，我们不仅我们的罪得以赦免，我们可以借着恩典进入神的同在当中。
This is the second blessing that results from justification.
这是我们因信称义所得到的第二个祝福。
But there is a third one.
并且这我们还看见有第三个。
That in a way is even more amazing.
比是更奇妙的。
The apostle says, we exalt in hope of the glory of God.
保罗在这里面告诉我们是欢欢喜喜的盼望 神的荣耀。
I'm not sure what is the word you have for exalting. It can be translated as we exalt or we boast or we glory in the hope of the glory of God. All those are valid translations.
这个我们中文里边这个欢欢喜喜也可以翻译成呢，我们是放胆的，我们是非常有特权的，可以来到神的盼望当
中。The idea is very simple.
是非常简单的一个概念。
Today the believer has an amazing prospect in front of him or her. Or her.
我们这些圣徒在神的面前有一个荣耀的盼望。
That prospect is that one day we will share his glory in a visible way.
就或者说我们这些圣徒在里边我们有个确据，我们有一天我们可以在他的荣耀当中。
And because of that, we exalt. It should be a daily thing, brothers and sisters.A rejoicing, a boasting even in the fact that yes, we have that hope of glory. We will be in glory with him one day.
我们这个荣耀的盼望将来有一天与神同在，应该成为我们每一天欢欢喜喜，或者是我们可以夸口的一件事情。
Now, what does that mean?
那意味着什么呢？
Well, it's very simple. You remember how in Colossians, in chapter 1,The apostle has that phrase that is so well known. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们记得在哥罗西书里边讲到说基督在我们里边成了有荣耀的盼望。
Why can we exalt in the hope of glory of God?
为什么我们可以欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀呢？
Because the glorious one, Christ himself, already is in you today.
因为那个荣耀我们的主耶稣基督那位荣耀者今天已经在我们里面。
Do you know that since the day you believed in the Lord Jesus, He, the glorious one, came to dwell in you?
我们知不知道当我们信主的那一天那个荣耀者主耶稣基督已经住在我们的里面。
You remember how the author to the Hebrews, when he begins his epistle, he speaks of the Lord Jesus and he says, He is the radiancy, the Lord Jesus, the radiancy of glory.
我们还记得希伯来书的作者当他来描述主耶稣基督的时候他说是神荣耀所发的光辉。
This one who is the radiancy of glory is within you today.
这个神荣耀所发的光辉今天住在我们的里面。
And because of that, brothers and sisters, we can exalt with confidence. That's the idea of that word, we exalt. With all confidence and assurance, we know that yes, we have a hope of glory that is sure.It will happen. He is already in me today.
因着这个荣耀的盼望，因着主耶稣基督在我们里边，所以我们有一个确据，主耶稣基督他要成为我们里边的荣耀。
Or let us put it this way: the seed of glory, because Christ is in you, that seed of glory is today within you.
Seed,
the seed, like a little the plant.
Yeah, So 我们知道这个荣耀的种子今天已经在我们的里边。
Let's put it this way. Have you ever seen the big oak tree? Here is pine, right? It's the pine tree that is the thing here in Seattle. So get a big pine tree, so beautiful and majestic.
所以我们可以想象一下，在西雅图这边，我们看见很多那些高大的松柏树。
Do you know that all that there is in that wondrous, majestic tree came from a little, relatively little?Something so small, a seed. But everything that big tree is already there in the seed.
我们可不可以想象这个高大的这个松柏树，它实际上呢，它所有的这些密码都已经集中在那个小小的种子里面。
Brothers and sisters, the seed of glory, I'll call it that way, is already in you today. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.And that is why we have a sure, a certain hope. He is in you and in me.
基督在我们里边成了有荣耀的盼望。那个荣耀的种子，因为那个荣耀的种子已经放在我们的里边。
In a way that glory already begun the day he came in you.
这个荣耀已经开始了，他已经进到了我们的里边。
But right now that glory is still hidden.
但是现在这个荣耀还是隐藏的。
Let me use another verse to illustrate that. Remember when Paul to the Corinthians says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
保罗是在哥林多书信里边是这样评价说在我们的 瓦器里边有一个宝贝。
Christ, the glorious treasure is in you, but it's hidden in an earthen vessel today. It's concealed, if you will, within us.
这个荣耀的主耶稣基督这个宝贝今天是藏在我们这些瓦器里边。
Oh, but brothers and sisters, our hope is that one day that glory that is within will be fully revealed and manifested.
我们实在是盼望有一天在我们这个瓦器里边那个荣耀能够完全的被彰显出来。
In a way, brothers and sisters, this is exactly like the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
就像我们主耶稣基督在变化山上所显出那个荣耀的变化一样。
Because think about that.
我们思考一下。
On that Mount of Transfiguration, you know, it's not that the glory began that day on the Mount of Transfiguration. When our Lord Jesus went to that mount and there was nothing visible in him, the glory was already deep within him. But the Lord, the Father, took the veil off and the glory became manifested.
当主耶稣基督上了变化山的时候，不是那个时候荣耀才进到他的里边，乃是荣耀早已经就是在他的里边，而且是在那个时候神把那个遮盖幔子拿去了，我们看见了那个荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of our head, of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣基督我们头的故事。
Do you know that you are united to the head, and that everything that belongs to him belongs to you, even that experience one day? That is what it means. One day you will be in glory because he, that is the story of our head.
这就是我也是应该成为我们的故事，因为我们和头是相连接的。有一天他的荣耀显现，我们也要在那个其中。
We exalt in hope of the glory of God.
我们欢欢喜喜盼望着神的荣耀。
Now we have to remember, in chapter 5, three times the apostle says, we exalt.
在这个第五章里边，我们有三次看见，保罗在这边呢是讲到用欢欢喜喜来讲到这件事情。
And as one of the scholars or students of the Bible, he put it very well. He says, you know, we need to give that word exalt or glory or boast or whatever you have in Mandarin. You need to give that word its full weight for you to understand what is the argument of the apostle in this chapter.
我们前边那些圣经的学者告诉我们说，我们必须能够要完全明白这个词欢欢喜喜所它所代表的重量。
Because exalt is the language of full assurance. That's why you, listen, if you're not sure about something, don't exalt, right? You're gonna, maybe you're very tentative. But when you're absolutely sure, when you're full of a security, then you can boast. You can say, yes, one day it will happen. And that is what the apostle is saying time after time in this wonderful chapter.
所以我们看见保罗一次又一次的在这个奇妙的书信里边讲到欢欢喜喜，是因为它里边有一个确据。如果没有确据的话，我们就不能够用这样的一个词，我们不能够有夸口。
It's the language of full assurance.
是一个完全的确据。
Okay, before we proceed, I think we need to stop just for a second.
我们在继续进行的时候，我想我们应该稍稍停在这里一下。
And just make a small observation.
我们要来看一些事情。
You know, sometimes when we study the Word of God, it's really, really important that I'll use a phrase of, I'm sure you heard it. I hope it makes sense. It's very important that we do not miss the forest for the trees.
我想我们在这里边需要提醒一下的，就是当我们读神话语的时候，我们不能够只见树木，不见森林。
And in this little metaphor, it's as if, you know, the individual verses and the individual phrases in each verse, which are so precious, they are like the trees. And we sometimes get caught up with the tree. And because of that, we may miss the forest, the overall picture.
因为有的时候我们看见一节节的经文，这些经文都是非常宝贵的，它们像一棵一棵的树木一样，但是我们不能够因为这一棵棵的树木而失掉了这个整体森林的图画。
And I strongly feel that in a passage like this, which is a transition point in the epistle, that we really need, by the grace of the Lord, to identify what is that forest that is in the mind of the apostle, inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们读这些经文的时候，我们实在是需要神的恩典，我们能够借着保罗所说的，我们实在是能够看见他在这里边所要给我们展现出的那个森林的图画。
What is the overall argument that he's building? What is the movement of thought that is very important, brothers and sisters? to identify.
他所要在这里边所讲述的, 所引导我们所进入的, 那些非常重要的事实是什么?
Or I remember our dear brother Christian Chen, which is now safely with the Lord. He used to say something that always helped me.
我还记得我们亲爱的陈锡宗弟兄，他已经现在在主那边, 他常常说一句话。
He liked to say that when you study the Word of God, you need to bring both a microscope and a telescope.
他说，当你到读神话语的时候，你需要有放大镜，也需要有望远镜。
And both are needed.
这两个都是需要的。
Use a microscope sometimes to look at one word, and when you look at it carefully, you see what it means in the original. Oh boy, it's a world of meaning, a world of treasure from the Word of God comes to us.
当你用望远镜看，哪怕是只有一个字的话。 你看见里边那些丰富的意思，神所代表的那些丰富。
But at the same time, we need to bring the telescope to see what is the passage as a whole trying to convey. Where is the argument going? There is a message there, brothers and sisters. We need both.
我们也需要用望远镜来看这整段的经文，它所代表的是什么？要把我们带进一个怎样的一个光景？我们需要两。So
of course, as we are considering this great transition point in the epistle, it helps to ask. What is exactly the argument that the apostle, he's turning, right? He already established the sinfulness of man and justification by faith, the remedy. But what is he going to now expand? In which direction he's going?
所以当我们看见这些转折性经文的时候，我们必须要看见保罗在这里边已经告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，我们因信称义，那就借着这些经文，他要把我们带进 一个怎样神的目的当中。
I think I already conveyed that in some way, but let me step aside and put it in a more systematic way. What is the argument that he's building? I think it's twofold.
我想我已经提到了这些，但是我们稍稍退后一下，我们用一些系统的方法来看这两个点。In
the first place, Paul is going to begin the exposition of the full salvation of God. Not just justification, which he already established, but now he's going to move on to the rest of that wondrous salvation of the Lord that is in the gospel. Of his son.
首先我们看见保罗呢，在这里边也讲到那个救恩，那个全部的救恩。他已经在前边讲到了我们得赎，现在呢，要把我们带进神全部救恩的目的。And
we will see. See, in chapter 5, he's just planting a few seeds. He's given us an outline of what is coming ahead. And you see the full development of that in chapter 6 and 7 and 8 is in a special way.
我们看见第五章，保罗在这里边也是紧紧的放下了几个种子，让我们看见这些种子救恩所带出的这些成果、结果，要在第六章、第七章、第八章里边展明。
It seems to me, brothers and sisters, that the crux of his argument is going to be something in these lines. You know, my theme here is salvation. He already told us that. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for salvation. That's my theme. But listen. Salvation is way more than just justification by faith. I think that is the argument that he's starting to develop here.
我们这里边看见保罗所要强调的是讲到呢，这个救恩不仅仅让我们从罪当中得着赦免。的确，他说：“我不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能，要救一些相信的。然而，福音要带进我们更全备的救恩。” The
salvation of God in the gospel of his Son is that not only that you're justified by faith, but that you're sanctified by faith, and you're going to be glorified one day. That is the full salvation of God.
这里边我们看见这个救恩的全部呢，不仅仅我们因信称义，我们也能够成圣，并且得荣耀。And
again, if you look into chapter 6, 7, and 8, you see the full development of this thought that he's just outlining here at the beginning of chapter 5.
当我们在读第六章、第七章、第八章的时候，我们看见保罗在第五章的时候，只是提纲挈领地讲到这福音的全部。See,
when you read something like, we exalt in the hope of glory of God, what does that mean? That one day you will be glorified. And he's going to develop that fully, especially in chapter 8.
当我们这边看见说我们可以欢欢喜喜盼望着神的荣耀，那意味着什么呢? 就我们要得着荣耀，这个特别是在第八章当中提到的。And
again, one of the main things that he's going to develop in chapter 6 and 7 is our sanctification by faith. Do you see that in chapter 5?
我们在第六章、第七章所看见保罗所强调的是我们这个成圣的过程，这个也在第五章里边所提到。
Oh yes, we saw that. But let me just state it for you in case you missed it. In verse 10, remember what he says? Because if we were reconciled with God While enemies, we were reconciled with God through the death of His Son. How much more we will be saved in His life.
我们在这里边看见了，我们已经借着主耶稣基督的死与神和好。 那我们更是要借着他的生，我们得以成圣。
Yes, the salvation of our Lord is so amazing that is more than just we were reconciled, justification, right? It's more than that. Today we are going to be saved by His life. And that means, brothers and sisters, sanctification.
我们不仅仅我们的罪得着赦免，今天我们也借着他得生，这个就是成圣的过程。
But again, this is one part of the argument that he's building, the full salvation of God.
所以我们看见这里边他在给我们立了一个根基，是神全备的救恩。
But when we look closely at the passage, as I already indicated, I'm just trying to go over it again. Another essential aspect of his argument is the fact that there is a full assurance for every believer. It's the matter of the assurance that we find, especially in his love.
我们知道在我们读这些经文的时候，我们看见一个重点，就是我们在这救恩当中有一个确据，是因着他的爱。
Very well, what do I mean by assurance?
这个确据到底它意味着什么呢?
And remember, the assurance here is not just the fact, oh, I'm sure that one day I'll die and I'll go to heaven. It's more than that.
这个确据不仅说有一天当我死了时候可以进天堂，是超过这一切。
The assurance that the Apostle Paul is kind of going through pains to kind of is laboring to put before us is the matter that one day we will be glorified. One day the Lord is going to finish the work that He has begun in your life.
这个确据讲到主耶稣基督他要在我们身上工作，有一天我们要成圣，要得荣耀。
And why is this so important? Why it seems that the apostle is so concerned by this matter is one of the great emphases of the whole passage that runs all the way to the end of chapter 8 for that matter.
为什么保罗要强调呢? 这是他这些经文当中一直到第八章结束的时候一个非常重要的主线。
Well, perhaps he has in mind something that is a problem for most of us, I would dare to suggest.
或许在他的心中有一个思虑，这可能是我们所有人众人的一个思虑。
Oftentimes we can say, well, yes, I'm sure that I was justified by faith. I'm sure that I was saved, and one day I'm going to go to heaven.
因为在我们里边有一个想法，说我确实是因信称义，有一天我可以进天堂。
But how about this hope of glory?
但是这个荣耀的盼望会怎样呢?
What if that doesn't work for me?
那如果这个荣耀的盼望对我来说不实际呢?
Your Lord, when I look at myself, I see a lot of problems. I don't know if this is going to work.
因为当我们看我们自己的时候，我们看见很多的问题，我们觉得这个在我们身上不是实际。
Maybe it worked for, you know, Martin Luther or John Wesley or Count Zinzendorf, Watchman, or any giant of church history that you can name. Maybe it worked for them, but for me, can it work?
或许我们想在教会历史当中那些伟人，像马丁路德，像尼迪兄，像 金金道夫这些人可能会的。
What if something goes wrong in my experience and I miss that glory that the Lord says here that is for me?
如果在我们的生活的这个经历当中有些事情错了，如果我们失掉了这个荣耀的盼望，
It seems that the apostle has exactly that type of scenario in his mind.
我们看见保罗在他的心里边好像有一个完全跟我们同样的一种假设。
But when he comes to verse 5, he addresses precisely that. Listen to what he says.
但是当我们进到这第五节的时候，我们看见他就是在讲这件事情。
Remember that at the end of verse 2, he says that we exalt in the hope of glory of God. Now listen to verse 5.
我们看见在第二节结束的时候说，我们可以欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。我们看第五节。
And hope does not disappoint.
盼望不至于羞耻。
I don't know what's the word you have in Chinese.
Not ashamed.
Ashamed, which is, yeah, is the same idea. But the ashamed here is the idea of you're expecting something, it didn't happen, and then you're deflated. Shame in that sense.
因为这里边讲到羞耻的意思就是说我们盼望一些事情，结果没有发生，我们感觉很羞耻。
So some of the newer translations that the American Standard, for instance, that I'm using here, says hope does not disappoint, which seems to be the fundamental argument that the apostle is building.
但我们这里边看见美国这个新版翻译呢，是讲到说我们这个盼望不至于失望。
In other words, he's saying that hope of glory that you have is absolutely sure, is going to happen, is not going to disappoint. But the question is, how do you know that, Paul?
这里边我们看见所强调的不至于失望，就是说我们确定它一定要会发生的，不会让你失望的。那这保罗是怎样确定的呢？
Oh, he explains it.
他在这里边向我们解释。
Hope does not disappoint, verse 5, because the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us.
保罗这里边告诉我们说，因为所赐给我们的圣灵要将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Is that love of God that came inside of us, that assures us, that says, gives us the security, yes, this is true, this will happen.
是神把他的爱浇灌在我们的心里，给我们一个确据说，告诉我们说，神这个工作一定要完成。
And from that point on, if you notice well, the rest of the argument is just building upon that phrase. It's the love of God that is assuring us that that hope is not going to be disappointed. It's not going to come up empty.
我们看见接下来呢，保罗就在解释这一段经文，因着神的爱浇灌在我们里边，所以我们的盼望不至于失望。
How do we know that?
我们怎样知道呢？
Because think again, it's all the verses that follow. They just build on that. And he says, think about it. When you're a sinner, an enemy, the Lord Jesus died for you on the cross. Do you think that now that you're reconciled, that he's not going to save you, that he's not going to deliver you from the wrath that is to come? That is the argument.
我们看见保罗接下来就向我们解释，我们还做罪人的时候，与神仇敌的时候，神已经为我们死，那他不要继续完成他的工作，继续带领我们与神和好吗？
Brothers and sisters, it is the love of God in our hearts that gives us the assurance, yes, he already died for me. He already loved me to that extent. I am absolutely sure that he's going to finish the work. That that hope is not going to be this, it's something that disappoints.
是在我们里边已经被浇灌的神的爱给我们一个确据，主耶稣基督为我们死，他一定要把我们带进他的荣耀当中，要完成他的工作。
Now, we have to remember that hope in scripture is never, is usually notused in the sense that we use it in day to day, in our normal parlance.
我们必须了解呢，就是在圣经里边所讲的这个盼望，跟我们平时在日常生活中所讲的这些希望是不同的。
Because, you know, in our day to day, we use hope in the sense of, something that is a possibility. It's 50-50. I hope that tomorrow doesn't rain.
因为在我们平时这些生活当中，我们说希望，只是我们心中的一个盼望，可能是 50%。比如说我们说我希望明天不要下雨。
And when we say that, it's 50-50, right? Actually, you need a lot of that hope here in Seattle, right? I hope tomorrow doesn't rain. Oh, well, okay. Good luck with that.
因为特别是在西雅图这些天气，我们说我们希望明天不要下雨，实际上还没有 50% 的确定。
In the Word of God, hope is never used in that sense. Oh, it may happen, it may... No. Hope is something that is sure. You hope it because it's assured to you, and you build your hope on that assurance.That is given to you. Hope does not disappoint.
然而在圣经里边所讲到这个盼望跟我们平时的希望不一样。他讲到神所赐给我们的确据是神用着他的爱浇灌在我们里边，所以我们这个盼望不至于失望，不至于羞愧。
But listen again. What gives you the assurance, what makes that hope so sure is the fact that there is a love within you thatIn a way that you don't need anybody to explain it. The love guarantees it to you. You know, yes. He loved me to the point of dying on the cross. Much more now that I'm reconciled. Yes, he's going to save me to the end.
我们之所以不至于羞愧，是因为在我们里边有爱。神的爱已经在我们里边告诉主耶稣基督爱我。他并且呢，为我舍己，让我与神和好。他一定要完成他的工作。
Very well. I need to say, one more thing that I'm jumping over.
我要再跳到另外一节经文里边。
So if you're following along, you have noticed that I jumped right from verse 2 to verse 5.
如果大家看这些经文的时候，我们发现我们从第二节已经跳到了第五节。
And you may be asking, why are you doing that? I'm very glad you're asking.
也许你会问为什么这样呢？很高兴你这样问。
Well, because verses 3 and 4, they're kind of a parenthesis in the argument of the apostle.
因为第三节和第四节呢，这里边是好像保罗在解释这些话。
Because as you notice, he ends verse 2 saying, and we exalt in the hope of glory of God.
因为在第二节结束的时候讲到我们可以欢欢喜喜的，我们可以夸耀
And in verse 5, he resumes the theme of hope and says, and that hope does not disappoint. So what you find in between those two references of hope is a kind of a parenthesis that is going to reinforce the whole idea.
然而到第五节的时候讲到我们这个盼望不至于失望, 所以第三节和第四节在中间来解释这件事情。
And again, as we study the Word of God, just making my own parenthesis, sometimes, when you find a parenthesis in Scripture, sometimes it's okay for you to temporarily to go over it to see what is the whole argument that has been built. And then you go back to it.
我自己读经的经历一样, 就是如果你看见在括弧里边这些解释的时候, 你可以先看整体这些经文的意思, 然后回去再来看这些解释。
So now we go back to that parenthesis, which is verses 3 and 4. An all-important parenthesis. And nevertheless, in the argument that has been built, is something parenthetical.
所以我们现在要回到第三节、第四节, 好像在这个括号里边, 这些解释来看它的意义。
And we know that those two verses, verse 3 and 4, Paul is going to touch on a theme that is very common in the New Testament, which is the matter of tribulation, or afflictions, or sufferings in the Christian life.
因为我们在第三节、第四节里边, 我们要看见在新约圣经, 特别是新约圣经里边, 非常熟悉的一个题目, 就是, 要讲到这个患难。
And Paul is going to say something that perhaps is non-intuitive to most of us.
保罗在这里边所讲到的一件事情, 可能不是我们直觉当中的。
You tell me, maybe it's intuitive for you, but not for me. You tell me, listen, we exalt in the hope of glory of God. Can you understand that? I think we all understand that. Oh, we will be in glory. We exalt. We rejoice in that.
我们这个好像不是直接能够明白的。我们因为我们刚才看见了，我们可以欢欢喜喜的站在盼望神的荣耀当中。
But how about this part? Not only that, but we also exalt in our tribulations. That is our problems, our afflictions, and our sufferings.
但这里面我们看见突然的一个转折，说不但如此，就是在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。你看见有患难，有苦难。
How are we to understand that?
我们怎样才能够理解呢?
Or let's try to understand, why is the Apostle Paul bringing this matter of tribulation at this juncture?
我们要问一下为什么保罗在这个时候提到患难?
Well, it seems that there are a few reasons.
我们看可能有几个原因。
But perhaps one of the main ones is that the Apostle knows very well the tendency of our hearts, of his own heart and yours and mine.
因为保罗可能知道非常知道人心的倾向，他自己心里边的和你我心里边的倾向。
He knows that the fact that believers go through sufferings, through tribulations, may bring into question the whole matter of assurance.
因为他知道，当一个圣徒在患难当中的时候，可能会对我们的盼望产生怀疑。Oh,
our tendency, brothers and sisters, we go through a difficulty, and we may ask, is this a proof that something went wrong in my Christian life?
这是我们所有人的倾向。当我们经历这些难处的时候，我们会问，
Could this 是不是我们里边发生了什么错误？ Could this be a sign of God's displeasure with me, the fact that I'm going through sufferings?
当我们经历这些患难的时候，我们常常会问，这是不是神不喜悦我们的证据？
And what if my problem overwhelms me and prevents me from reaching the promised glory?
特别是当我们这些问题大，使我们没有办法来到神，能够达到神应许的时候。The
Apostle Paul understands very well how all these things, they may affect that assurance, that certainty that he's calling our hope of the glory of God.
因为保罗非常明白这些问题，他会影响我们认识这些神的确据，就是这些荣耀的盼望。So
how is he going to deal with that problem, the problem of our tribulations?
所以他怎样来让我们对付这些患难中的问题呢?
And of course, verse 3 and 4, they are exactly that. Is he addresses head-on that issue, and the way he does it is wondrous.
所以第三节、第四节，保罗就来集中讨论这个问题，并且用一种非常奇妙的方式展开。Because
the apostle is going to demonstrate that tribulations, instead of being something detrimental to your hope of glory, it promotes it. In a way, it's going to lead to that glory.
保罗在这里边讲到这些患难，它不是把我们这些希望磨灭，乃是呢，并且加强我们在这荣耀的盼望的。
Do you understand now why he's saying we exalt in not only in the hope of glory of God, but we exalt in tribulations because they're contributing to that glory.
毕竟这里边提到，我们不仅仅欢欢喜喜的在荣神的荣耀当中，就是在患难当中，我们也来荣耀敬拜神。
Now again, I want us to look to that word exalt, because sometimes we, if you're anything like me, maybe we're going to misread this passage as I've done for so long.
这里边我们要看见这个词，就是要来高举，也许。我的理解并不是完全对的。
In a way, he's dealing what is our attitude towards tribulation and suffering and affliction.
这里边讲到我们在患难当中应当所持的态度。
Well, certainly shouldn't be complaint. We all know that. I don't need to tell you that, right?
我们不需要抱怨，我们弟兄姐妹都知道这一点。
Ask the children of Israel in the wilderness. It didn't go so well for them, right? In all the complainings for in anything that they went through.
因为我们知道以色列人在旷野当中的抱怨是。这个对并没有对带他们带来什么的益处。
I think we all understand that, but here's the thing that perhaps we misread this passage.
但是我们知道，我们都明白这一点，但是我们好像在这节经文上可能会常常有一些误解。
The apostle is not saying that we simply put up with our tribulations.
保罗在这里边不是告诉我们说，我们就紧紧的来忍受这些患难。
He's not saying that you put on a brave face.And you grind through, and you have a stoical kind of attitude towards your suffering.
保罗在这里边不是让我们有一个态度，就是让我们好像放上一张严肃的脸，我们咬紧牙关挺过去。
No, he says something that is counterintuitive.
乃是相反。
He says we exalt in tribulation.
乃是说我们要在这个患难当中能够来高举神得着盼望。
We rejoice.We glory in it. We boast in it.
我们欢欢喜喜的，我们荣耀神。
But we have to be careful here. I don't want to give you a wrong impression.
我们必须非常小心，不要让弟兄姐妹们有一个错误的误解。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible never teaches something like stoicism or even masochism. You know, trying to find pleasure in tribulations is not what the Bible teaches.
在这里边我们看见圣经并没有教导我们说在这些患难当中我们可以好像生出一些假象的喜乐。
Or let's put it this way. Nobody likes tribulations. And the apostle is not saying that you should like tribulation per se.
我们知道没有人喜欢患难。保罗在这里边也不是告诉我们说我们要喜欢患难。
But we have to understand why is that he's saying that we exalt in tribulations?
但是在这里面我们要问为什么他说我们在这个患难当中要欢欢喜喜的。
Oh, it's very simple. If we read the verse carefully, I think the explanation is right there.
如果我们仔细读这些经文的时候我们知道他的解释就在这里。
He says again in verse 3, And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing, oh, there is a certain knowledge, brothers and sisters, that when we understand that spiritually, it allows you to even exalt.In your tribulation.
这里边他说呢，我们就是在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道，因为在这里边有个知道，知道的时候我们才能够欢欢喜喜的经历患难。
And what is that knowledge that allows you to exalt in that tribulation?
这个知道，或者是这个在患难当中所取得的知识，能够欢欢喜喜的是什么呢？
There is a wonderful chain here that you have noticed. Knowing that tribulation.Works or brings about perseverance and perseverance, proven character and proven character, hope.
因为我们在这里边看见有一个好像是链锁式的过程，因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
So I hope, do you see the difference here? It's not that you rejoice in tribulation in itself, but you know, as you know what that tribulation is going to bring in your life, then you exalt in that by faith.By faith, you can rest in God's, let's call it God's method to lead you to glory.
我们这里边所看见的不是说我们对着患难本身是欢欢喜喜的，乃是当我们知道患难所带出来这一切神所要在我们身上工作的目的的时候，我们才可以欢欢喜喜。
And when you look at this wonderful chain, here's the thing, here's what tribulation does. It brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope.
所以我们看见这个链锁式的过程，我们看见患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，或者是一个经历考验的性格，能够带出一个盼望。
If we look really briefly at each one of them, it really can help us.
如果我们看看这些经文的时候，每一句
I don't know what is the word that you have in Mandarin for patience. If tribulation works, patience or constancy or steadfastness.
Endurance.
Endurance, okay. And they are, in a way, they are all kind of related.
这些都是连在一起的。
But here is the idea, brothers and sisters. By nature, we are all very inconstant. We are all very variable. We are all very, in our faith, we are very prone to forget things. As soon as tribulation hits, that's it. It seems that we forget everything. And that we find ourselves in variability in our faith.
因为在我们每个人当中，我们都是非常易变的，我们并且是非常健忘的。当这些患难来到我们的时候，我们就忘记了很多的事情。
But tribulation, when responded to by faith, that's a very important if. Tribulation, or when responded to by faith, it will produce in your life a constancy, endurance, if you will, or patience.
我们必须记得这个患难呢，必须我们是在信心当中经历的时候，它能产生一个结果。这个结果就是一个不变的，是一种忍耐。
But you see,Here's to me the key of all. Knowing that, if you know that that's God's method in your life, then you can submit to that, and then by faith you can say, Yes, Lord, I receive this. I believe that this is being sent to me for my good. And then you're going to experience that tribulation is going to work out endurance.
但这里边我们必须要记得呢，我们要知道，就是保罗说，因为知道患难生忍耐。当我们知道的时候，我们知道神在我们身上工作，我们才能够欢欢喜喜的来能神才能够借着这些患难在我们里边产生忍耐。
So how does this work?
这是怎样工作的呢
？You see, again, by nature, when a difficulty hits us, we all have the tendency to not endure, to be discouraged, to somehow lose heart. But tribulation, if we respond to it by faith, here is what it's going to do: it's going to make us conscious.I need the Lord in this situation.
这是神工作的方法，因为当患难来到我们面前的时候，我们很多的时候就会灰心，我们就会动摇。但是如果我们里边是建立信心的时候，我们知道这是神要在我们身上的工作。
It's as if tribulation sends us back to Him if we responded by faith.
所以我们就能够回到神的面前，我们能学习来依靠他。
And when we do that, brothers and sisters, oh, there is a treasure.We are going to experience the nearness of Christ in a special way.
这是就会在我们里边带出一个宝贝，我们可以来到神的面前与他亲近。
You see, that was the experience of David in Psalm 23. Do you remember?
我们知道这是诗篇23篇大卫的经历。
He says, even if I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I know that you're with me.
他说虽然行过死荫的幽谷我也不惧怕因为你与我同在。
You see, that is a man going through tribulation, the valley of shadow of death, but in a most wonderful way, instead of being discouraged, the nearness of the Lord becomes even more real to him. I know that you're with me. I will not fear.
所以我们看见这是一个经历患难的人他经历了死荫的幽谷但是他知道神与他同在所以他不惧怕。
That is tribulation working endurance.
所以我们就是看见这就是患难在我们里边产生的忍耐。
It makes us steadfast in our faith.
使我们在信心当中能够坚定。
But more than that, then he says that endurance works, in my translation I have proven character. I don't know what you have in Mandarin.
我们在这边我们看见呢这是中文翻译成老练 means like a skill.But,
experience, could it be?
Yeah. 但是呢实际上是历经考验的品格。
Well, in English you have all sorts of translations. Some translations have endurance works, experience, others have proven character.
在英文里边有不同的翻译也有的很像我们这些像老练也有很多呢是品格的建立。
Someone has suggested that the idea here is the ideaproven character is the idea of approvedness before the Lord.
这里边讲到这个经历考验的品格就是这个品格是在神面前被认可的已经考验过的。
That as we go through tribulation and if we endure in the tribulation, somehow that is going to bring in your life something that is proven, something that was approved before the Lord.
当我们经历这些患难的时候 我们在里边会建立了一种能够带到神面前被神认可的品格。
Perhaps 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 gives us a wonderful picture of that idea. You remember, it's a very famous verse. And the Apostle Peter says, so that, as, let me read 6 again. In this you rejoice greatly, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. But listen to what the trial is going to do. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得在彼得前书里边呢，有一段非常美好的描述，是在第一章的第六节和第七节。因此我们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼当中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And that is what tribulation does in our lives when we respond to it properly.
这就是为当我们用一种合适的方法来回应患难的时候，在我们里边所产生的结果。
It proves our faith.
它能够验证我们在神里的信心。
It refines our faith. See the picture that Peter is giving us here is a metal, right?When there is some mixture, but there is pure gold there. And as you go through that test of your faith, then that faith is going to emerge more precious than gold which is perishable. Something was refined.
这里边我们看见彼得在告诉我们呢，是一个精炼的一个过程。他用一个这个炼金子来做比喻。那金子里原来有很多其他的杂质，把金子炼尽了。然而我们的信心呢，却比这金炼尽的金子更宝贵。
And through that process, the dross, the impurity is removed from your life.
在这个过程当中，我们里边的那些杂质都被炼尽。
And that is proven character at the end of the day. Is your faith now was proved and is approved before the Lord.
这就是那个经历考验的品格，可以在神面前能够被悦纳的一个品格。
Tribulation removes the worthless stuff and leaves us with the real thing.
患难把那些不重要的，把那些不宝贵的东西去掉，让我们能够存留那些宝贵的东西。
Do you know that?
我们知道吗？
See, that's the key. Knowing that tribulation, if you know it, oh, you're going to exalt in tribulation. You're going to say, Lord, you're sending this problem in my life because you want to refine me. Yes, and this is leading to glory. Thank you, Lord.
如果我们知道我们才能够欢欢喜喜，我们就说神啊，感谢主，你把这样的一个艰难放在我们里边，因为要炼尽我们，要能够得到那比金子更宝贵的信心。
And you see, it's as if the apostle is going full circle. He says, "We exalt in the hope of glory of God." Then he has the chain, because we know that tribulation works endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. He's back to hope.
我们看见保罗在这里边呢，又把我们带回到那个原点当中，因为他说患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，最后呢，老练又回到那个盼望当中。
From hope to hope.
是从盼望到盼望。
But you see, what tribulation does, it simply reinforces that hope. It makes us even more sure than it was before. Oh, that's the value, brothers and sisters, of tribulation. That is the divine method to lead us to glory.
我们看见这里边的患难呢，是加强了这个盼望。因为开始有一个盼望，但是经过这个过程，这个盼望被加强了。
You know, I notice that we have, all of us, myself included, there are certain things that we know for so long, and oftentimes it's just a refrain in our lives.
我们知道，包括我自己一样，很多的事情在我们中间，我们都了解了很多年。
Here's one of them. No cross, no crown. Did you ever hear that one?
这我们可以举个例子，就说没有十字架就没有荣耀的冠冕，大家都知道的。
Oh, that's very true. That's exactly what verses 3 and 4 are telling us.
这是一个真理，这就是第三节和第四节所告诉我们的。
If we don't allow that tribulation to do its work in our lives, we will never be ready for that glory. And tribulation is doing exactly that in you and in me.
如果我们不允许这些患难在我们的身上工作，我们就没有办法达到那个荣耀。这就是患难在我们里边所做的。
Sometimes we may think, oh, but this is so hard.
有的时候我们觉得这太难了。
I think we need to think it again in the light of the Word of God.
我们需要在神话语的光中重新思考。
Do you remember what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4 at the end of the chapter?
我们要记得保罗在哥林多后书里边第四章里边所讲到的。
He says that our light and momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory. Do you remember?
第四章的。
This is 2 Corinthians, I think it's 4:17 or
这至战至轻的苦楚，为要在我们里边成就那极重荣耀的永远的盼望。
Yeah, in case you want the reference, that is 4:17,
第四章的第十七节。
Now, again, this is not very intuitive because I remember Brother Lance. He was very imaginative, and he sometimes would say.He was imagining himself having a chat with Paul and say, Paul, what are you talking about? Are you calling your afflictions light? Momentary? You went through 3 shipwrecks and you were stoned and you were flogged who knows how many times. Is that a light affliction?
我们知道我们非常喜欢那个 Lance Lambert 弟兄他常常讲他说保罗你在这里边讲到是什么呢这至战至轻的苦楚难道你提到那些船破所经历的各样的危险都是至战至轻的吗
Oh, but then he reminded us, oh, wait, but if you compare it with the glory that is being produced, in comparison is light. Because the glory makes it so worth, brothers and sisters. That is the idea.
但是呢我们在这里边要看见他说原来保罗是在做一个比喻因为当我们看见那极重永远无比的荣耀的时候这两者相比那一切的经历就变得至战至轻的苦。
And that's why the apostle, coming back to Romans, he can say, and we not only glory in the hope of glory, but we also glory, we also exalt in our very tribulations.
我们不仅仅在荣耀当中得盼望，就是在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜。
Because we know the effect that that tribulation will have in our lives. And by faith, we simply take it by faith.And yes, you can glory and exalt in it.
因为我们知道这患难所要带出来的结果，所以在信心当中，我们就可以接受这些患难。
Brothers and sisters, the reason I'm bringing all these things, I'm still thinking on the love of God when I'm sharing each one of these things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们提到这些的时候，我心里边那个目标那个负担。仍然是在神的爱之上。
Because I'm hoping that when I'm going through a number of trees here, let me put it the metaphor again, I hope you're not missing the forest that is before us.
这里边我们要回到原来那个比喻，我们在看这些细节的时候，不要失掉那个整体的图画。
In a way, the climax of this passage is verse 5.
我们知道这些经文的高峰是在第五节。
Everything is kind of going to that.Great assurance that is given to us by the love of God that was shed abroad our hearts.
所有的这些都集中的说明在神将他的爱浇灌在我们心里所带出来那个荣耀的盼望。
Hope does not disappoint. It's something absolutely sure.
所以盼望就不至于失望，是一个确据。
Why? Because the love of God was shed abroad.
为什么呢？因为神已经将他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So brothers and sisters, as we go through our tribulations, we can never lose sight of this. The love of God is behind. Whatever is being allowed in my life, there is eternal love that is behind that. That is the love that gives you the assurance. And it doesn't, and that the hope will not be disappointed.
所以当我们经历任何患难的时候，盼望中我们不要忘记，是因着神的爱给我们一个确据。神的爱是在这一切的背后在工作的。
We've been considering that matter of Jacob I have loved.
我们已经提到说我却爱雅各。
But do you see these principles playing in the life of Jacob?
我们看见在雅各身上神工作的原则。
The Lord turned him into Israel, yes.
神把他改变成以色列。
That is his divine love.
这是他神圣爱的结果。
But let me ask you this, did he go through tribulation?
但我们要问雅各是不是经历了患难。
Oh, yes, he did.
雅各的确经历了患难。
At the end of his life, he acknowledges that. He says, you know, and Pharaoh, he meets Pharaoh, remember? He was 130 by then. And Pharaoh says, ooh, he was apparently older than average. He says, well, how old are you?
我们记得当雅各在人生末了的时候，他去见法老，那个时候他已经130岁的时候。
And he says, well, I'm 130, but you know, I didn't get to the age of my parents, and my days were really hard, and they were really difficult.
但是他向法老说，我不像我的列祖，我的平生呢，又短又苦。
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he's regretting what he went through?
我们要问一个问题，他是不是在这里边后悔了他所经历这一切呢？
Now that he is a prince with God.
现在他是神的王子。
Now that he's, oh, what a different man at the end of his life.
在他人生快要结束的时候，他变成一个何等不一样的人。
You know, Jacob, all his life, he's stealing blessings from others. Do you realize that?
我们知道在雅各的一生当中呢，他都要偷别人的东西。
One day he deceived his brother to get the right of the firstborn.
当他欺骗了他的哥哥得到了长子的名分。
He stole the blessing.
他把这个祝福偷来了。
And then in the whole story with Isaac, right? When it was not his idea, by the way. Let's be fair to the man. The mother says, no, you go disguise yourself. And then you say, hey, I'm Esau. But he got the blessing.
我们也看见那个跟以扫跟那个以撒的这个中间这个经历，他欺骗了他的父亲，说我是以扫。
But how about the end of his life?
但是在他生命结束的时候怎样呢？
If he was still Jacob, the old one, he would meet Pharaoh and he would manage to steal some sort of blessing from Pharaoh.
如果他还是原来那个雅各的话，当他看见这个法老王的时候，他一定会从法老王那边得到一些东西。
But the word of God says, and he blessed Pharaoh.
但是神的话告诉我们说，他为法老王祝福。
And a chapter later, that's the end of Genesis. The grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh, they come to him. He blesses them.
在这章结束的时候，我们看见他那些孙子辈的来到他的面前，马拿西、以法莲，他为他们祝福。
In the next chapter, the 12 children come. He blesses them. It's no longer Jacob. It's Israel.
第二章，接下来的另一章，他祝福他的十二个儿子，他不再是原来的雅各。
Do you see the effect of all the dealings of the Lord, of all the tribulations and sufferings that he went through, that had in his life? Do you think he's regretting that?
所以我们看见神在他身上各样的对付，这些患难所产生的结果，你以为他会后悔吗？
What is behind all those dealings, all those sufferings? What is behind? How do you explain it?
这些神在身上的对付，这些患难，我们怎样来解释呢？
Jacob, I have loved. There is no other explanation, brothers and sisters.
只有说我却爱雅各，没有其他的解释。
And as we go through our own tribulations, there is one thing that gives us the assurance.
当我们经历我们个人的患难的时候，只有一件事情我们能够来解释。
Hope does not disappoint because the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts.By the Holy Spirit that was given to us.
盼望不至于羞愧，因为所赐给我们的圣灵要将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So Lord, we ask that by your grace, you would reveal these things afresh to us.
主啊，我们求你借着你的恩典，把这些重新一次新鲜活泼的显明在我们里边。
You know our frame, Lord. You know our tendency. You know how easily, when we go through a difficulty,In a way, we become discouraged and we take our eyes off Christ.
你知道我们的软弱，知道我们的倾向。当我们经历患难的时候，我们何等容易把我们的目光从主耶稣基督身上移开。
Be gracious to us, we pray, Lord.
我们求你借着你的恩典来带我们。
We pray that love of God that was shed abroad in our hearts, that once again would constrain us, would control our lives.
我们求你把你的爱浇灌在我们的心里边，再一次来管制我们。
Oh, that we may know, Lord, that the light and momentary affliction is producing for each one of us an eternal weight of glory.
让我们知道，在我们的人生当中，这些至暂至轻的苦楚，要在我们里边建立那极重永远的荣耀。
So help us, Lord, to trust and submit with, even with joy, to your dealings in our lives.
所以求你帮助我们要相信，要信靠你，即使在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。
We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.